Before we go back to learning about Sfira, I want to remind everybody like this. Number one, the last day is a Pesach, which is Friday and Shabbos. So there's a few issues. Number one, you don't make Shechyonu the last days of Pesach because it's a continuation of the first days. Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. Chag B'fnei Atzmi, the Gemara says. But Shvi'i Shepesach, there's no Shechyonu, not by Kiddush, not by candle lighting, nothing. Even the last days, the last 2 days of Pesach, you have half hallow, not complete hallow. Also, the last day of Pesach, we have Yizkor, also, that's Karsten Shamas. But this year, because it's Friday and Shabbos, you have to remember to make an Eid of Tavshilin. Because you're not allowed to cook from Friday for Shabbos. So what do you need to do? Which is Thursday, Eid of Yom Tov. You need to take, you can't obviously take a chal, you have to take a matzah. And a piece of fish, or a chicken, or eggs, or something like that, a prominent food. You need to take, the matzah should be the size of a kibbutz. So you need basically a whole shmur of matzah. Plus you need an akazayis of the other foods. And you make the bracha of Erev Tavshilin. And that allows you to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But there's a few provisions involved. Number one, the Erev Tavshilin has to be put away, because if somebody by mistake eats up the Erev Tavshilin, so then you don't have an Erev Tavshilin anymore. That's number one. Number two, which is also very, very important, anything that you're cooking on Friday or baking on Friday for Shabbos has to be edible on Friday. If it's not edible on Friday, then the Erev Tavshilin doesn't help. What does that mean? The heter of Erev Tavshilin is that because min ha-Torah, you're allowed to cook on one day Yom Tov for the next, because if guests will come in, so you'll have what to feed them. Chacham said you can't do that. There the Chacham said that if you start cooking before, or baking before Yom Tov begins, so we're going to go back to the biblical law, and then you can cook on Friday, but it has to be the biblical law that in case you have guests, that you're going to be able to serve them. So therefore, the food has to be ready before Shabbos, edible at least. So if you want to put up a cholent, let's say Friday for Shabbos, you can't put up the cholent Friday late afternoon, where it's not going to be edible before Shabbos begins. It has to be edible. It doesn't have to be burnt overnight like cholent is, but it has to be edible. In fact, there's a very interesting discussion about making gebrocks this year. Those that are careful in gebrocks, fanatically careful. So what do you do? Most places they make matzah balls. Now matzah balls, you have to cook beforehand, or you cook it in the soup. So now the question is, normally Yom Tov, the last day Yom Tov, you make the matzah balls on the last day of Yom Tov. But here you can make it on the last day of Yom Tov because it's Shabbos, so you can't cook on Shabbos. So you have to make it before. So now the whole question is, if you're careful in gebrocks, can you make the matzah balls on Friday with the Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos? What's the halachic difficulties with it? Because, it says like this, if you don't eat gebrocks, yeah, that means it's never going to be ready for you on the last day, on the seventh day, on Friday, because you're not going to eat it because of gebrocks. So the only hetter is, you might have somebody come into your house who's not careful in gebrocks, and then you'll be able to give him the gebrocks, and therefore you're allowed to do it before Yom, before Shabbos. And Lebrel, that's our minig, that's what they do.
So if you don't eat it, what's the difference? If you don't eat it, you know,
yeah, but you're making gebrocks, be careful not to have gebrocks. So you could do it in case somebody who comes to your house will eat gebrocks. So that's the, you have to remember, Taka, but it's very important to make an Erev Tavshilin. And also no Shechyonu the last year. We'll talk more tomorrow night, which is also the night before. And anyway, coming back to the dinim of Sfira that we're discussing.
But the last day you're not so careful, right?
Not only we're not careful, we go out of our way to eat gebrocks. Right. Tafka to eat gebrocks.
No, we're always careful. It's just that some people eat gebrocks
or not. No. I'm saying in Chabad we're fanatically careful during the 7 days of Pesach. Even when we wash my machrim, we don't touch our lips, whatever. We're very fanatic careful. But Achri Shal Pesach, we go out of our way to make a brachs. Dafka to have the matzah wet. There's a whole explanation from the Rebbe, I'm sure will come out during the last days, that the last day is so great, it can't become chum, whatever. Okay, so that's the story there. So we learned already like this. The different customs in Sfir Sa'imir, we learned the Machlekes and Paskim, if the 33 days are from the beginning of the Emer until Lav Va'emer, or is it from the second day of Iyad until the end of Svira, and that's a Machlekes, and therefore, different people have different minhagim. According to the Arizal, it's all the days of Svira, with the exception of Lav Va'emer. All 49 days. Except Chol HaMoed, not, but as far as music and all that, but all the other things, the dinim of Svira apply from the beginning of the Omer until the end of the Omer. With the exception of Lag Ba'emir. Now, we learned also that if somebody has a minig, for there's a very interesting shailam. Can a Rav, who's... Okay, so we know the Sfardim rule only until Lag Ba'emir is Sfira, and afterwards is not Sfira. But let's say there's a shailam aloha. What happens if you have an Ashkenazi Rav that keeps the whole Sfira? But he has a Balabas who's Sfardik, and he's getting married after Lag Ba'imer, can the rabbi officiate at that wedding or not? Notice that guy's allowed to get married because he's Sfardi, he only keeps until Lag Ba'imer. But the rabbi keeps the whole Sfira. So is he allowed to perform a marriage of a Sfardi when he himself keeps that part of the Emer? Can he do a wedding for that? So Shuvah the Ramashan of Ashim Paskins, you can do the wedding, you can go to the wedding, that's what he Paskins, and some people do it, some people don't. There's a story with the Rebbe. A guy went over 2 weeks before Pesach. I knew the guy. The guy told me the story himself. He went to like 2 weeks before Pesach. He went over to the Rebbe for dollars. And he told the Rebbe that he's getting married after Lag Ba'imer. So the Rebbe said, after Lag Ba'imer, we don't do weddings. So he said, a Chabad rabbi, not a Rav, a Chabad rabbi, which we name nameless, he said to the Rebbe, Rabbi so-and-so said I could do it. So the Rebbe smiled and he said, go ask him again. So he went back to the Rabbi, he told him what the Rebbe said. Anyway, the guy pulled off the wedding before Pesach. He did the wedding before Pesach. It was a small wedding, but he did it before Pesach. So the Rebbe didn't want to, you know, the guy said, I'm getting married after Labayim. The Rebbe said, after Labayim, we don't do weddings. Okay, now you can't listen to music during the Sfira. What? Most Ashkenazi, it depends. There's a lot of different Ashkenazi customs also. Many, as I mentioned yesterday, in the Litvish world, I know a lot of rabbis, from, you know, Litvish rabbis, they make weddings the after Pesach until through the Shchedish year, they make weddings. Some people make already after the Shchedish. After the Shchedish Sivan, the Meikol, and people are very Meikol when it comes to Sfira, but in many places you really shouldn't be so lenient when it comes to Sfira. Anyway, so you can't listen to live music or even tape music. If somebody, let's say, they want to practice music, they take music lessons, and they want to practice music, they're allowed to practice music during the Sfira Sa'imir. Yes, the Sfira Sa'imir is more lenient. What?
Depends on how bad they are.
If they're bad, you could even do it during the 9 days too. it's not called music.
Yeah, drumming.
But Lamashul, I'll give you an example where Sfira is much more lenient than the 3 weeks or the 9 days. Let's say, for emotional welfare of somebody, they need to, not that today everybody, I'm saying a person has a problem, they really need music to calm them down, let's say. Or, yes, so then you're allowed to do it. Even with tapes or music, if they needed to calm them down. In other words, it's a minig, it's not very, very strict. In other words, tamadi, you're not allowed to do it.
Huh? No, you go to some offices and whatnot, they have the music, the tapes, and the background.
That's not a problem. You know what? If you're going in a car and you're playing the news and an ad goes on and music is playing in the ad, right? You don't have to close the radio. When they have this
non-Jewish music.
Non-Jewish music you're not allowed to hear a whole year.
I know, but what if that's on the ad or this and that, and the ads are going on for 3 minutes. At one point, is it too much?
When you get a headache. Somebody asked, a Rav in New York, Chabad Rav in New York, many years ago. If you're allowed to listen to Lubavitch music and during Svira. So he answered him, are you allowed to eat Chabad bread on Pesach? Like, what's the... It's music, it's music. But it says, by the way, singing, that you're allowed to do. I'm saying to sing without it. It's also low. Huh? No, Siyam doesn't push off Sfira. Siyam pushes off eating meat and the 9 days or Pesach the fast. But Siyam doesn't. In fact, they bring down even Achnosah Sefer Torah. Being a Sefer Torah, always begin with music. It says you should avoid doing it during Sfira. Unless Lag BaOmer or, you know, like Shlosh Yismei Hagbala, the 3 days. But that you could.
What about a story tape with, like, the music?
A story tape with music in the background you can hear. Because you're listening it for the story, not for the music. Okay, we also spoke about Shechyonu during Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to make Shechyonu, otherwise Sfira. You don't make Shechyonu, but during Shabbos, you could, Shabbos during the Omer, you're allowed to make Shechyonu. Okay, for now, some people say, Marshall, about moving into a new house, or buying a new house, or all these types of things, you're allowed to do it. They're right, it's better if you can avoid it, but if somebody's gonna make an offer in the house, and he doesn't make the offer, and he's gonna lose the house, so for sure you could do it. Or somebody has to pay double rent, a mortgage and a rent, and they don't wanna, you know, they wanna move into the house, so then for sure you could do it. That's not a problem. Okay.
We don't have the housewarming parties.
You can have a housewarming party without music. Sfira, you're allowed to make parties as long as you don't have music.
Would it be better off to push the party if you purchase the house during Sefira to after Sefira?
You can't afford it.
What if you don't have music, what's the difference? It's not a problem. Okay, some people have a minig, which is also our minig, of learning Saita during the time of Sefira Sa'emer, because Saita is 49 blot, really, well, it ends at Mentes, it's really 48 blot, so you start from the second day of Sefira. Because there's a connection between Saita and the Kor and Omer. Why? All the flower offerings in the Beis HaMikdash came from wheat. From Chita. The only two, Saita and the Korban Omer. Korban Omer was from barley, and the Saita brought a Korban from wheat. The flower offering was from barley. And the Gemara says, because she acted like an animal, so you bring animal food, which is barley versus wheat. So therefore, it's, you know, you start, Saita, there's a connection between Saita and Sfira Sa'imid.
We used to learn Ein Yaakov
there. We used to learn Ein Yaakov during Sfira Sa'imid. Yeah, there were times we did that, we learned Halacha.
Is there a minute to learn specifically Ein Yaakov?
No, Ein Yaakov is pushing the stories of Saita, so it's easier. Some of Saita is very hard. Some of it's not so hard. Depends. The stories is not so hard. But clouds brought down, the Poskim bring down interesting, that Pesach to Shavuos is like the first days of Yom Tov and the last days of Yom Tov, and Sfira Sa'im is Chol HaMoed. It's brought down. The Rekech Ve'Azuro brings it down. Many people bring it down. That you have the first days and the last days with Chol HaMoed. So the first days of Pesach, because Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Besicha sami Mitzrayim, tavdu nesalukim al arzah." The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. So therefore, in the middle is Chol HaMoed, the 7 days, the 7 weeks, is like the Chol HaMoed. So it's brought down, by the way, that you should add more mitzvahs and do various different things, you know, learn more because it's like a whole year time. It says, obviously, you have to have more covered for your friends, because the whole reason was the Sfira of the morning was they didn't have respect one for another. What else is there? That's basically it with the practical aspects of Sfira. Then you have every Pesach Sheni, we'll get to when we get there.
If a person has a bar mitzvah,
huh?
If a person has a bar mitzvah, it's not something that it is. What do you do then?
Yeah, bar mitzvah during Sfira, what they do is they will not have music. You could dance, even though in Shechonar, the Alter Rebbe is mashu, you shouldn't dance. But the Bel, that doesn't make it for a bar mitzvah. It also depends, by the way, it's another interesting thing. If a bar mitzvah makes the party on the day of his bar mitzvah, it's a Sudas mitzvah. If you make a party not on the day of the bar mitzvah, mamish on the day of the 24 hours of the bar mitzvah, then it's not a Sudas mitzvah, but the Yamshu Shlomo writes that if you say Dvar Torah at the bar mitzvah, so then it becomes a Sudas mitzvah. But a party of a bar mitzvah is only a Sudas mitzvah, really, if you do it on the day of the bar mitzvah.
What does the Chabad house do if they can only pull a Minchamaya minyan where the speed of count will be a little too early? It's not at nightfall. Should we allow the Chazan to make a bracha now?
If it's after Shkia, you can make a bracha. And it says you should count again without a bracha later, if you remember. Because after Shkia, after Plag HaMincha is a bigger Ashayil and Aloch, if you could do it after Plag
HaMincha.
Everybody should count with the bracha, but the Elam should be taught that you should count again without a bracha later. But b'di'evit, if you counted after Shkia, you were yet to the mitzvah. If you missed the whole next day, you still did the mitzvah. But the mashal, those that have the early minyan on Friday night during the summer, so that's mamash after Plag HaMincha. So then it says, chatchila, you shouldn't do it in shul, but you should count later. Well, you know, later at night with the bracha.